Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for coming. We're learning this morning Simon Shin. So thank you for going. That's only later. We're learning Simon Shin Yud Ches. Shin Yud Ches Yiv Talad. We're in the middle of that. We began the halachos of Bishul. We discussed yesterday. We began to discuss an item. We started off with an item which was fully cooked. Then we came to an item which was partially cooked. And we're going to also come shortly to an item which is not cooked at all. Of course, an item not cooked at all is going to be subject to Bishul more than an item which is fully cooked. Kuf Lamed Dalev. The Shulchan Aruch writes that a food which has been fully cooked is nevertheless subject to Bishul if it's cooled down. Now, the explanation of this is we're discussing a liquid, primarily a liquid, or something which has a large liquid content, and therefore, although it's been cooked, but if it's no longer hot, so then it's still subject to Bishul, because to retain the heat is a very important, significant feature, which has been lost, to reinstate the heat is a significant change. It's an issue of Bishul. We paskin like the Ramah. The Ramah says that, however, if it's still warm, with regard to a liquid, it's not going to be subject to Bishul anymore. Okay. Then we saw with regard to an item which is only partially cooked, when cook kamachu ben drusoy, we explained that it's still subject to Bishul to continue and cook it, and to make it reach the ultimate status stage, that your person's happy to eat it as standard. Not just this bandit would be happy to eat it, Mr. Ben Drusoy, our friend Ben Drusoy. Even a standard person would be happy to eat it, so then to continue to cook it till that state is an issue of Bishul. And then the Shulchan Aruch said as follows, V'hani mili. So we have here an item, a liquid item, which has been cooked, but only been cooked Kamachu Ben Drusoy. And we're saying it's still Bishul is still more applicable to it. And we're also saying that if it's been fully cooked, then if it's cooled down, it's also subject to Bishul. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'han Limeli, this is referring to a scenario. Page Kuf, Lamed Dalet, three lines up. You got it, Moshe? Yeah? V'han Limeli, Sh'im Boi Bishul Acha Bishul. That's what we're saying. Just checking if you're following. Bahani Mili, good morning Akiva. Kuf Lamed Dalet. Three lines up. Thank you for joining us, for taking the trouble to come. Bahani Mili Sheish Permission Bishul Acha Bishul. That which we say, a cooked liquid item is subject to Bishul. Batav Shil Sheish Boy Morok. A liquid cooked item, a chicken soup. Or a liquid chalent. Watery. Avodavashin is special kvar, an item which has already been cooked. You have your chicken cooked in liquid. Fuyavish, and then you remove the chicken from the liquid. So now you have basically a dry cooked item. Musalishroisa Bekham Bashabas, and you want to heat it up again. That's fine. Because since it's dry, then the main issue, it's been cooked. Ein bishul achar bishul bedavar yavesh. The dry item which has been cooked, the main most significant element of cooking has taken effect. Because the main point of heating a dry item is the change of state, the change of texture that it has. And that has taken effect the first time you cooked it. It's cold, and by reheating, cooking it again, it's going to become warm and that's more pleasant to eat. But that's not a significant change to the food. And therefore, when it comes to a dover yavesh, a dried item, it may be recooked again. Ein bishul achar bishul, but dover yavesh. And that even Maran, Habeth Yosef, he also agrees to this. And therefore, we are still in this halacha, us and our cousins, our brothers, our Sfadi friends also would hold the same. Ein bishul achar bishul, but dover Yovesh. Ein bishul achar bishul b'dover yovesh. Even according to Maran, Habeth Yosef. Okay? Now let's take it from here. Now let's look at the Mishnah Brura Sifkaton. Chaf Ches. This is where we left off yesterday, I think. Hanimili. Yeah, we left here yesterday? Yeah. That which we said, that an item which has become coal is subject to bishul, that's talking about morok, a liquid item. The bedavol lach, since it's liquidy, given the ozel chamimusay, once the heat has left it, bottle of menu shein bishul harishon. So therefore, the main purpose of the heat is of the cooking is for the heat, and once the heat's gone, then it is therefore subject to cooking. Afterwards, avodava yavesh, something which is a dry item, sivkot and lavet. Hainush bin espashal kol tzarik, it was fully cooked, and then it was removed. For example, a piece of chicken which was removed from the liquid. Now you want to cook it again, that's fine. Because ein bishul achar bishul, the davar yavesh, with a dry item, there's no subsequent issue of bishul because it's the main tikkun, the main effect has taken place. It's fully cooked. The fact it needs heating is insignificant. Sifkotan lamad aleph. Says the Mishnah Brura, shenispachal kvar. You have chicken which is, for example, meat which is cooked already. Davar tafka shenispachal, but only if it's been cooked already. Avalim bloy nispachal, if it wasn't cooked before Shabbos. Elo nishra me'er Shabbos bekli rishon. It was soaked in a keli rishon before Shabbos. Shayatza ledes boy, which was hot. But it would never really had the effect of being cooked. Also, destroys the becham and shiatz ledesboy by Shabbos. You can't then on Shabbos return it, even to heat which is yatz ledesboy, because it's never been cooked properly. Although you're not adding it or subjecting it to any more of a severe form of heat than it had before Shabbos, nevertheless, calls manchlin is special mamash. If it's not actually been cooked, elohia b'klirishin, but it was in a klirishin, but it wasn't fully cooked. Nitoisef v'iksas bishul k'shem nicha pam sheni b'chamin, to put it again on Shabbos in a klirishin into yatz ledes by water is going to be an isser of bishul. V'yesh mekilim b'dava. The others who disagree, then we'll make it about this. The Rambam, that, but the Shulchan Aruch is not mash, is not mekil. He says only davar shenis special kvar, only a dry item which has actually been cooked can be recooked on Shabbos, but not an item which has been soaked. But that's after the garden, the makidim may be davar shadaka b'tivri kalvach kal legom b'shul le'apikrivishin. It could be said the prima godim that even those who are lenient on this point, they're only lenient with an item which is easily cooked in a kilivishin shosbin or eish, which has been removed from the eish. Let's say, for example, maybe a piece of lettuce or something. I don't know. It can be perhaps cooked or changed to the texture, even in Keli Rishon Shel Ha'alo Eish, if it's Yad Tzeledes Boy. And therefore, if that was done before Shabbos, they were permitted to be put into a Keli Rishon again on Shabbos. Avol Dabar Shein Da'ak, and especially the Gamri Keli Rishon, if you put your meat in a pot which is Yad Tzeledes Boy, Keli Rishon, off the fire, the Kuli Yami also for sure it's also because by putting it now on Shabbos, you're cooking it. Because you're putting it in Yad Tzeledes Boy, and it's beginning to yeah. Whatever happens, it's good to be machmir under all circumstances. So unless an item has been cooked before Shabbos, one does not subject it to any heat. At least the Keli Rishon, we'll discuss perhaps examples which... Yeah, okay. That's what we regard to put to Keli Rishon. If it was only heated on Shabbos, before Shabbos in a Keli Rishon which was not on the fire, on Shabbos it may be subjected to Keli Sheni, which is not on the fire, because that's going to be an insignificant substandard sort of bishul, and nothing is going to happen to the meat. V'huyavish sivkot lamad beis. So back to our discussion, we've said, which is the main thrust of what we're trying to say today, that by davar yavesh, if the item is now dry, there's no liquid involved, it may be subject again to heat, and there's no bishul because ein bishul achar bishul. Now, how do you define a davar yavesh? Says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkotan Lamed Beis, Rot Soloima, this means Sheheriku Hamorok Memenu. You had chicken in a soup, and you poured the soup off the chicken.
Or took the chicken out of the soup.
Yeah, quite right. Then it's now this item is now solid, and reheating it is permitted because there's no substantial change happening to it. The main change has already happened. The fact it's cold, it's going to become hotter, is not considered important to a davar yavesh. only to a double lach. A liquid is important, it's hot, but a solid, it doesn't matter if it's not hot. However, says the Mishnah in Kotel Lamed Gimel, be careful, you got to be very careful over here. Our whole discussion was only with regard to putting it in a pot which is not on the fire. Sivkot Lamed Gimel, Abba. But to destroy it, feel you can put it on the in a kerivishin, b'seach, and if it's boiling hot, k'teishin imurach shom, it should become softened there, via davalach, it'll become softer. Dein bishol lach abishol, because since it's a solid item, ein bishol, aval, lo yitnu l'kerivishin, sh'oy melto gabi yoresh, or may not put any food item onto the fire on Shabbos. We've learnt about this a number of times. Why not? It's fully cooked. What's the problem? Mechzik mevashel. That's right. Like you can't return a pot to the flame on Shabbos unless you fulfill the criteria of chazara, the fire has to be covered, and we have to have mind to put it back, and you have to not leave hold of the item. And therefore, to return even a cooked item to the flame, of course, that's prohibited without fulfilling the criteria of chazara.
It's not really. Mr.
Levine,
it's because of the various.
Mr. Levine, you hit the nail on the head, or the nail in, or the knife in the chicken. Look at the Mishnah Shad Sion Ois Mem Wo. Flem Motcha is going to jump out of skin in a minute. Mem Wo, what's the reason you can't return a cooked food item, solid, to the fire? Wow! Some say. No, to carry on. Stop in the middle. He says, first of all, he says it could be, but putting it back on the fire actually affecting a stronger bishul, and therefore yesh bishul lacha bishul. Interesting reason. Then he says the other reason, which is the more standard reason, which yesh b'zeh b'shum chazorah, by returning it into the fire, there's a concern, it looks like you're cooking it. We may come chashem yechate, as we learn in Hilchot Chazorah. That was mentioned. Given we're going to come to Kotel Lamed Vov. Isn't that interesting, Eliyahu?
Okay. When we speak about fire, we have to put blech.
Yeah.
Fine. To cover it so we cannot play with the knobs. If I have something electric.
Yes.
That is hot.
Yes.
Can't I put the thing on it?
Well, we're really discussing today putting an item which is. We're discussing a solid item which is fully cooked. We want to put it on, so it depends if you're taking it from the fridge or you're taking it from a source of heat. If you're taking it from the fridge, you can only return it either to on top of a pot, on top of the Shabbos kettle, or you can return it to a pot which is upside down on the stove. If you had the pot which was ready on the fire and you want to return it to the fire, you have to have a blech. With regards to hot plate, it's different opinions. Different people have different opinions of whether you need a blech on a hot plate. But it's also a place where people generally cook on. They use it to cook food items, or it's similar to an area where they cook food items. Some say you still need a blech, even if you're returning an item to it on Shabbos. It's a machlokes between contemporary poskim as to whether it's considered a blech.
Fine. And the other thing is, if something has been cooked, and for example, gravy or whatever, has been cooked, now became cold.
Yeah.
So it has been cooked, so why we say bishul?
Why is it so subject to bishul?
Yeah, why?
Because...
we're just getting temperature.
Yeah, but with regards to liquids, temperature is important. Because you wouldn't like to have a cold cup of tea, Leo, would you?
Fine, okay, well, what about...
soup? You have cold soup at home?
No, I don't.
So the heat is important. You want heat with regard to liquid. Heat is very important.
Is this called bishul?
Yes. It's called bishul.
What I understand is bishul is changing the physical status of a material by heat.
Yeah.
And through that you get that temperature to eat something. Because, for example, as I said yesterday, the collagen fibers in the meat. Whatever.
Yeah, but it's not only that.
Yeah.
Even affecting temperature itself can also be an issue of bishul. That's the chiddush.
So you cook water.
I understand. What do you mean you cook water?
No,
of course. Yes, I'm explaining to you. I'm asking exactly what I'm saying. Bishul has to, generally, you're right. Bishul and the examples we've had till now generally were affecting a change in the actual item itself. But even when there's no change in the actual physical item, or very minor, minute change, for example, a liquid, as Shlomo Malka points out, to cook water, is an issue of bishul. What have you done? Of course, you've changed the texture as well, partially, but the main change is in heat, and nevertheless it's subject to bishul because there's a significant difference in the change which has happened, the fact that it was cold, but now it's hot. Says the Mishnah Brura Baita, good morning Binyamin, we're about to continue, and we saw an interesting shatzin there, that with regard to returning something to a flame. Umdaba Yovish Shaloin is special. The brass line, Binyamin, on page Kuf Lamadalad, about to discuss an item which has never been cooked before, a raw item. Dava Yovish, a raw item, Shaloin is special, Mifnei Shabbos, which is not cooked before Shabbos. Ein Sharin Oseh Bechavin B'Shabbos. One may not put an item into hot water on Shabbos. Yeah? This applies to, is it a general rule that applies to almost all food items may not be put into hot water on Shabbos? Yeah? Because that's considered cooking. I mean, cooking doesn't have to be the flame itself. Even if you cook in a pot of water, which has got hot water, heated by the flame, Kedi Rishon, one may not put items in on Shabbos. In fact, even Kedi Sheni, we know what Kedi Sheni, Kedi Rishon is. You know, even Kedi Sheni can't be used to heat an item on Shabbos. Avol Madichin Oisai, but most food items you can pour from the cup b'chamin b'Shabbos. Pour hot water from this keli is permitted on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah would explain pouring from a keli sheni, but to pour from a keli rishon one can't do onto a raw food item. On any raw food item one can't pour from a keli rishon because keli rishon is mevashal kadei klipo. There's a rule that whatever keli rishon can cook, if that means if the item is sitting in the keli rishon, if you pour from a keli rishon onto it, although it hasn't got the power to cook the entire food, but the area which of food which is touched by the gush of water, the clip or the peel of the item will be affected by the hot water.
So is that your solution?
They clipper, yeah, the problem is they clipper. So therefore the reason you can't pour from irrigated rishon onto all these raw food items on Shabbos is because it's going to cook kadei clipper. What the Shulchan Aruch is referring to here is pouring from a keli sheni. You wouldn't realize if you read the Shulchan Aruch. Avon Madichin Oseh Becham B'Shabbos means you can pour from a keli sheni onto a standard food item on Shabbos and that will not cook it. Chutz, with the exception of Melech HaYoshon, from the old salty fish from last year, which is very easily cooked. Even pouring from a keli sheni onto it will cook it. Or even keli shlishi. I mean, our dog shenikra kulis espanin as a certain fish, also a small, which also is very easily cooked. Sheinim tzvichem bishul elamayat. They only need a minor element of heat to cook them. Badachoson, and by pouring water on them, he gavam alachton. That completes the cooking. That is the completion of the cooking, even though it's being poured on from a keli sheni. But otherwise, all other items may be poured on from a keli sheni. But who adin the Ramah concludes anything called davar kosher, anything which is hard. Sheinu rochel lechol klal b'leishriya d'osli l'shreis b'shabbos tavakam amar melacha. Any item which cannot be eaten without soaking, then soaking it is going to be considered a melacha. Okay. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Lama Dalet. We're saying one can't soak a raw item in hot water on Shabbos. The bottom of page Kuf Lama Dalet, Sivkot and Lama Dalet. Oisabacham, you can't put it into hot water. She yad seledes boy. Bishul is only effective with an E if it's yad seledes boy. If it's not yad seledes boy, can't cook. Let's say 45 degrees. Even if you just take it out and it's not going to get soft yet, the mask and rational items may not be put, food items cannot be put in a keli sheni. Let's say, for example, a carrot, or just for a very simple example, yeah, any food item which is raw can't be cut in a keli rishon, even a keli sheni. There's an exception, however, tavlin, which are some sort of spices. So the also elabik klish rishon is actually permitted in a keli sheni. The tavlin asurin lematika kadei vle mechikim avashol, because they don't become cooked in a keli sheni, and it doesn't even look like you're doing bishul in a keli sheni. Because if you want to use tavlin, you normally use to put them in a keli rishon. But otherwise, all other foods, with the exception of tavlinim, and we'll also see another couple of examples. Also, water is mutton keli sheni. Remember rightly, meat, bishul d'tura, hard meat of an ox, It's also permitted in Kaili Sheni because it's not going to get cooked because it has, like Eliyahu was saying, because you want to maybe want to soften it, or you just let's say you've left over, you've got your pot chocolate, you want to put it in your soup, let's say, and your soup is hot. Kaili Sheni, so you want to put some meat in it. You're not going to do that, are you? Nachanama. You can put it in Kaili Sheni. Like Eliyahu said, 1,000 GPI. What did you say? The meat, 1,000 GPI? What did you say? 1,000?
PSI.
PSI. Not dots per minute. Dots per inch. PSI. So therefore, that obviously will kill you. Almost all foods, we assume, they cannot be put into Kaili Sheni because it's going to be affected by the heat. The exception of Tavlinim. And we'll see a few other exceptions now. So, as I said, Bistur de Torah. Sif God Lamad, hey, but you can pour from a Kaili Sheni onto these items. I know, Shema'ar alav Mikli Sheni. You're pouring from a Kaili Sheni onto this carrot. The Mikli Rishon also Laris alav. You can't pour from a Kaili Rishon. Why? The Ira Kli Rishon Mavashal Kli Klipot. Pouring has the same power effect as pouring from a Kaili Rishon has the same effect as a Kaili Rishon effect, albeit only Kli. Appeal of the item will be affected. You can also pour from a Kaili Sheni onto a liquid Dovalach, which is also considered Hadocha Ba'alma. Good morning, Rabbi Yaakov Avram. An interesting point here. We see here that Iri Kaili Rishon has got the same power as a Kaili Rishon, albeit only Kikdei Klipah. But Iri Kaili Sheni doesn't have the din of Kaili Sheni, has the din of Kaili Shlishi, and that's permitted for most items to be put into Kaili Shlishi or to be poured from Kaili Sheni onto them. Chutz min amaleach yosh, we're doing page 268, we're saying this salted fish is very easily cooked and that they may therefore not be put even in Kaili Sheni. Shulchan Aruch says he can't even pour from Kaili Sheni onto this salty fish because it's very easily cooked, Rabbi Yaakov Avram. Yeah? What is this maleach yosh? We've got the lamed. Whoa! Dog maluach, it's a salty fish, al shonash avra from a previous year. The kulis is sponim. Another example the Shulchan Aruch gives is this special Spanish kulis, some sort of fish. Hushem dog is the name of a fish. Aichlin is a machmas milcha, they eat it because it's salty. Ali deha docha bachamin by chutzke putzke in hot water. The al kain nefu, afila ha docha namiloi. You can't even shazel gma malach nefa bishol, putting in hot water, even if it's not Kaili Rishon, also affects it, even Kaili Sheni, Kaili Shlishi. The Gemara says to Medichon Becham Nechayev Chatos. It's even a Doiraisa because at the end of the day, it's affected. It's become for it itself has now become edible by pouring hot water on it. The Kama in a Kama Achreinim Ben Achreinim Kosev Deirait. The Teva Shal Elu Dvarim Sheini Chayim Leochle Echol Zman Kli Hodech Bechamin. That these items need to be heated in hot water in order to be able to be eaten. Okay, Hadocha Shal Hen Chashiva Bishol Dmash Vle Oichel. Therefore, by pouring hot water onto them, you're considering creating an oichel, making it edible, and it's bishol. Vuadin and similarly, Shadav Moloach, other salted items created with them, which are similar. Sheini Chayim Lechel Klal Bli Hadocha cannot be eaten without pouring water over it. Hot water. So if hot water is all you need to make it edible, then it's going to be an issue of bar bishul. If even cold water would be able to make this food edible, then it shows it's not actually the heat which is doing anything to it, it's just the water. In which case you'd be allowed to put it in the Kaili Sheni, because it's not the heat that's taking effect. That is the opinion of the Morgan Avraham. And the fees, according to this, dogma loach shekem kemenu shekem herring. Else, the fish which we know about is just called herring. Shechayin lechal al dea dochas tzaynin in v'pomach bi adoch mutal anichah v'chayin b'mayim chamin. Since all it needs is water, it doesn't actually need the effect of the heat. You could therefore even put it into b'mayim chamin, into hot water, at least to Kaili Sheni. I don't know why it doesn't say Kaili Rishon, but anyway. So here, if you ever want to know where the Mishnah Brura talks about herring. Yeah, see, even the Chofetz Chaim knew about herring. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Why don't we say pickled herring?
Can I just finish one more line in the Mishnah Berurah? Just a second. Even so, one shouldn't put it into hot water. Although it's an item which really doesn't, the hot water isn't, so it, you don't need the heat to affect the change. The halacha discusses, I'll do one more Mishnah Berurah, then I'll tell the halacha says, padachosam, to put in hot water will affect it and it's forbidden, because these items are very easily cooked. Or to limit bechamin in hot water, but soinim, to put in cold water, it won't do so. After shroi soinim, to soak it, Bishul is only with the power of heat. Although it could sometimes be effective even in Kedi Sheni, Iri Kedi Sheni, for example, here, pouring from a Kedi Sheni onto this fish, hot water from a Kedi Sheni onto this fish makes a substantial change to it, and therefore it's forbidden on Shabbos. And we did discuss, you know, we said, well, the truth is even cold water could have an effect on this fish. Nevertheless, it's a machlekes if you can pour hot water onto it or not. Machlekes to Magen Avraham and Taz. But to pour cold water onto it, that's not bishul. That's not bishul. Because bishul has to have heat. And although now it's becoming edible, there's no issue to make a food item edible on Shabbos. To make an item edible on Shabbos is not prohibited.
It's cold water.
Now this brings us to the Bi'alocha. The Bi'alocha says, if you notice the Shulchan Aruch twice, and the Rama also said, Hadachos ani gema malachton. Did you notice that nusach? By washing it with hot water, it's gema malacha. Now he doesn't say Hadachos an zu bishulon, pouring hot water over it, he's cooking it. He says Hadachos an is gema malachton. The Rama also said a similar thing, I'd have a gema malacha at the end of the Sif. So the also the Achreshainim, Achreshainim, the Levush, the Primagodim, they want to suggest, in fact, pouring hot water onto this fish. From a Kedi Sheni, since it's only pouring from a Kedi Sheni, which is so far removed actually from the source of heat, the issue here is not Bishul, the issue is Makabah Patish. But the Bi'alocha brings a number of rayas to prove that it's not the case. He says a klal ain Makabah Patish for Oichlin. Makabah Patish doesn't apply to food. He's got rayas to this. And therefore he says it doesn't really mean Gemar Malacha doesn't mean Makabah Patish. It means you're completing the item and through a source of heat, and therefore it involves Bishul. So before I have any questions, I just want to just clear up what we said today to make it clear, because these are things which are relevant every Shabbos. Halukh Lama'asa, we've discussed the cooked item which is wet, a liquid cooked item, and we've said it's subject to Bishul if it's cooled down. If it's still warm, however, it's not subject to bishul. With regard to a cooked, dry item, then we've said it's even if it's not, whatever the situation is, ain bishul achar bishul, since it's cooked. Reheating it is only going to add heat, it's not going to change the texture, and it's the texture what counts to a solid item, and therefore ain bishul achar bishul, provided one does not return the cooked item to the stove, because it's an issue of chazara, and perhaps it's an issue of bishul achar bishul itself, like we've mentioned in the Shaar Tzion. Then we moved on to items which are raw, and the Shulchan Aruch has told us that to put an item which is raw may not be put into a Kedi Rishon. Most items also, for example a carrot, can't even be put into a Kedi Sheni. They can be put into a Kedi Shlishi. The notable exception was this very salted fish, or any item which is very easily cooked, or can even be affected by any amount of hot water, and therefore even in a Keli Shlishi, even Iri Keli Sheni, or even Iri Keli Shlishi, or Keli Revi, or Keli Chamishi, for that matter, hot water will change it and make it edible, and it may not be poured onto this sort of thing on Shabbos. But otherwise, as a rule of thumb, most foods can be put in a Keli Shlishi, but not in a Keli Sheni. One exception was Tavlinim, actually, which Tavlinim are very hard to cook, and they're permitted in a Keli Sheni. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the Ramah.
Something which is solid when it's cold,
yeah,
and becomes liquid. Mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that you can...
Solid when it was cold?
Solid when it's cold.
Yeah.
Cholin, for example, is solid when it's cold.
Yeah. When you cook it,
if you put it into Klisheni, yeah, then it turns into liquid. The Mishnah Berurah specifically says it's thin.
Although it's going to become soft when you cook it, nevertheless, it's still got a din bishul achar bishul. When you're putting it in,
yeah,
it's a solid. You're putting a chicken into your soup.
Din bishul achar bishul.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm talking about something here, he says.
Even in Muach.
Second last line.
Yeah. You want it to soften up.
It will become liquid. It will become liquid. So even then,
still ain't bishul hakabish. Like a cholent, as you're saying.
So it's solid when it's
cold. When you're putting it in, yeah. Yeah, al bukhavad.
Tavlinim is spices.
Tavlinim is spices, yeah.
No. If you have a raw egg.
Yeah.
And you put from Keli Rishon, you put hot water on it. I take from Keli Sheni, you put hot water on a raw egg. Is there a lot of difference in the effect?
So the question is, you're asking a very practical question.
You have two raw eggs.
Yeah.
In a pot, you know, whatever. And you put from a Keli Rishon, hot water, and then from Keli Risheni on hot water on the egg.
Yeah.
Would there be a lot of difference?
Scientifically, you may find no difference.
Yes, okay.
But halakhically, you do find a difference.
I want to see.
We obviously.
Halakha on science.
This is the. There's various ways of it. Our ways of explaining it, but the best way to explain it is Nemonim Aleinu Divrei Chazal. That's what Chazal tell us, and that's what we have to accept.